This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program. No, it's Wednesday today. I don't know why I've been saying Thursday all week. I just have my days off, but I'm getting ready for Memorial Day on Monday. Wednesday edition of the program, and we are live at Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, the Minot location, together with the Farm Credit Services of Mandan team and AgriBank. And today we're going to tell you a little bit about their Rural Community Grant Fund. This is a really neat thing that has done some good in the communities. You'll hear about some of the good that it has done. It's basically in a case where the AgriBank had mineral rights, you know, like in the 30s and 40s, and said, hey, let's do some good for that with those. So they take some of the proceeds and they give it back into the communities impacted throughout the Bakken. So, neat deal. Also going to talk a little bit about the ag economy. These folks, AgriBank, of course, is a lending partner to Farm Credit Services in about, I forget how many different states, but quite a wide region. And that, of course, includes North Dakota, Minnesota, some of the states surrounding us here. And we are going to talk a little bit about the state of the economy from a lender, from their perspective a little bit. So look forward to that conversation throughout the day. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. Also, we're going to try and track down Tommy Fisher for an update on an effort to build a wall in a really short period of time. Interesting contrast to a story that I'm seeing. Bloomberg has picked this up now. Washington Examiner has been on this story for a long time. And it's fun to see, you know, the new media, the hungry media, scoop the big old media. And, you know, they're scooped when they actually have to admit themselves. Hey, this is a story. This is a, man, I can't believe this. This is a story. Yes, it's a story. So, anyway, Bloomberg actually doing a, Bloomberg is actually doing a news alert on this today. But, $1.57 billion of U.S. funding of the wall has netted 1.7 miles of fence. Let me repeat. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has put up just 1.7 miles of fencing with the $1.57 billion that Congress appropriated last year for the wall.
Wow.
This is something that Tommy Fisher has been warning about for some time. And, of course, the president talks about 500 miles of wall being built by the end of next year. You remember Kevin Cramer, our senator, who will join us Friday on the program to talk about this and other topics, sent a letter. I don't even remember when it was, but I got a copy of the letter, read it, gave a copy of it to the president, who was extremely interested in it. And the letter essentially said, you're not going to do this. With the pace you're on, you're not going to get this wall built. And all that is coming to fruition now. There's a reason for it. It's called the swamp. It's called the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This story says a lawyer for the U.S. House of Representatives provided the information Tuesday to the judge in Oakland, California, who was weighing requests from 20 state attorney generals and the Sierra Club to block Trump from using funds not authorized by Congress to build the wall. So they have the numbers. Yeah. Sarah Sanders was on Fox and Friends this morning. Maybe, Kevin, you can round up Sarah Sanders on this. She was asked about the number. She says they have way more than 2 miles built. Jamie sends us a text, says, sounds like you need to get to the bottom of this, buddy. Yeah, we do, and I'm afraid on this count, you're not going to like the answer. It just has to change. Senator Cramer had in his office yesterday the head of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Todd Semonite. I remember he was a guest of ours on a recent visit to North Dakota at Senator Hoeven's request. And I talked to Senator Cramer last night and said, you know, did you get some answers? He said, you can't even believe how frustrating it was. He said, in fact, I invited him to come on the radio show with me. Said, I do an hour weekly talk radio town hall. Why don't you come on, give those same explanations to the audience, and see how long it takes them to tell you how crazy you are. Because none of this makes any sense. I think they believe it all because they've just been in the middle of such a muck of swamp for so long. Boy, is it frustrating. Really frustrating. Meanwhile, there is a wall being built officially, and it's being done with private dollars. There's a project going on right now, and Tommy Fisher's actually running some of the equipment himself on this right now. So we'll see if we can chat with him a little later on and get an update on that. He literally is in the middle of the build, so I don't know if he'll be going by then, but we'll certainly have an update soon. So it's interesting to see when you take private dollars, private land, remove all the bureaucracy, all the regulation, all the stuff that's standing in the way of actually doing what the taxpayers want done, and that is the border protected. What you going to accomplish when you remove the swamp? Man, oh, life. You can't make it up.
I have a clip from Sarah, if you want, from this morning.
On the wall?
Talking about the wall. It's a quick one. Here you go.
The Army Corps of Engineers, working with DHS and DOD, are putting a tremendous amount of effort into not just building a new wall, taking down some of the barriers that have existed that are completely ineffective.
A lot of effort, not a lot of production.
Right. And not to mention, I don't know about you, but when they say 80 miles of wall built, I want to show 80 miles of wall built. Which, by the way, is peanuts compared to what they need. But let's say, okay, 80 miles of wall. Their definition of wall, and Senator Cramer found this out yesterday in the conversation with him, their definition of, you know, that wall, you take some down, you put up a vehicle barrier, they have a different definition of wall built than we do. Can't make it up. Dave in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Scott, I'm sure the Army Corps engineers are wonderful people, but this is just like the Fargo flood diversion that they've been working on since 1950. If we continue to let the government try and do it, it won't get done before you or I are dead. It's got to be done through private contractors. Send Roar's Construction down there. They'll get it done.
Jim Roar's Larry Nygaard on the job. They'll get it done. I hear you. It's horribly frustrating. And I think this is the thing. When he talked about draining the swamp, because in my mind, what's happening right now is, you know, the president's wise to this from a couple different ways. Is Senator Cramer's letter to him in the conversation, when I said, look, the Corps is not going to get this done to him. And he said, no. They tell me they are. So he, you know, a fellow by the name of Chris Kobach was with the president recently. And Chris was a candidate for Senate in Kansas that became close to the president, now is a candidate for some different posts. And Chris Kobach was down the last time I was down and watched what Tommy Fisher and the crew at Fisher Industries could do. Came back and said, Mr. President, that's the only way you're going to get it done. These people know what they're doing. They're building this wall. It's fantastic. And meanwhile, the Corps is telling you that they're getting this done. They're not. President picked up the phone and called General Semonite and screamed, like, what's going on? I think the swamp said, no, we got it done. We got it done. Sarah Sanders isn't lying. Somebody from the Corps is saying, no, we got a tremendous amount of effort going on this. It's just how the swamp works. I think the only way you're going to win defeating the swamp, ending the bureaucracy, is exactly what you're saying, Dave. Do it privately. Do it different. Say, no, you're fired. You're fired. You've given me all this happy talk for how long? We're going to do it a different way. Please. Please. It has to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable that the Army isn't backing the president on this. You think they'd be moving half to get it done? It's sad when the Army Corps of Engineers is part of this wall.
Well, they have been for a long time, and I mean, that's rather famous. They sort of this independent, I mean, General Mattis recently said, I'm not sure who is in charge of the Corps. Well, you know, he was the Secretary of Defense. So I don't know that they have, you know, it's just the bureaucracy. It's just how it works. There's, you know, they've hidden below the radar for so long, it's unbelievable. But again, it has to end. It's the only way. And I actually think these stories of how much per mile of wall, how little's been done. When the president is on the stump for his reelection effort saying, we're going to have 500 miles of wall built by the end of next year, and you go and look at how much they've built for how much. Now, I don't doubt they're hearing the message, and they're saying, we got to do this. We got to do this big time. There's a huge effort. The problem is they can't. They can't do it. They're not equipped to do it. They can talk a good game. They can say we're ramping this up and we're going fast, but they're not equipped to. They just aren't. So you've just got to say, look, enough already with the talk. We're going to go a completely different direction. Have to. Get private contractors doing it. And again, back to Senator Kramer's idea, DHS contracting directly with private contractors. You're exactly right, Dave. Good common sense. Thank you. Let's see. We're going to go up to Yulin. Anthony, next on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, 800-228-0550 for your
care. Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In Minot today, Farm Credit Services of North Dakota teaming up with the folks from Farm Credit Services of Mandan and Agribank and Farm Credit Services of North Dakota to announce another round of rural community grant funds. They've
now surpassed $4 million in grants to Bakken communities since 2012, and we're going to meet some of those grant recipients coming up on the program today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. You know, MyPillow is special for a very simple reason. Mike Lindell heard from a lot of us in interactions all across the Midwest, right here in Minot State Fair and Hustfest and Red River Valley Fair and other places, and said people just aren't sleeping well. So came up with this idea and actually got a patent for interlocking fill, okay? And the interlocking fill really is that secret. That's what makes it special. Allows, you to adjust the pillow to how you want it instead of the other way around. So you get the exact support you need. And when you do, you get to sleep faster and you stay there longer. That's why it's special. I'll tell you something else special. If you have one of these yourself and you love it, why not give it to that grad that's going to be heading off to college who would otherwise be sleeping on a cement sack, right? Or maybe you have a few weddings to go to. You always struggle, what do I get? What should I get? You know, perfect gift, perfect gift. So birthdays, weddings, graduations, you name it, great gift. And boy, oh boy, do we have the perfect plan for you right now, because the best special ever on the premium pillow is here right now. What timing? A two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 a pillow. The lowest price ever offered on the radio or TV. And available only at MyPillow.com. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Just use the promo code Scott and get that great deal. Lowest price ever. Two premium MyPillow, $69.98. That's $34.99. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, a promo code Scott. Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, here's what he told our Need to Know Morning Show earlier today about the situation. Roll it.
Well, I think what's going to happen is in a matter of a week, there's no one more denying. The president's the commander-in-chief. He has to fix it. I know he's got a tough job. The bureaucracy is just terrible. You know, they've handed out billions of dollars worth of work based on questions, not price and schedule. That's how they hold us from doing any of the work. But, in 2 seconds, here it is, put up or shut up. And that's what we say in North Dakota. And we're putting up. I'm excited to be part of this team that they had the faith in me to do it. And you're going to see the private sector raise a ton of money and do it the right way.
I'm pretty excited about this, actually. Because it may just be the way. I'm not sure you can wrestle to the ground a bureaucracy as big as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, right? And think of untangling that and pulling those dollars away and stop. If you say, we're going to get the dollars from patriots all throughout this country. I'm telling you what, if I was, Chevrolet. If I was Chevrolet, I'd say, I want people to know we care about protecting the border. Here's $100 million. Here's $500 million. Whatever. You know what I mean?
I am.
Patriots out there, step up and then show. This is how you'd end the bureaucracy. You show them up. You say, here's the total dollars. Here's what it bought. Here's the timeline. Price, schedule, everything we care about. Wow, would that be something?
One thing that he brought up this morning, Scott, that was my big takeaway is the work that the handshaking he's been doing and this team have been doing with the private landowners, which is the biggest hurdle. You got covenants, you got this, you got that. They're on a mountainside somewhere in Arizona right now putting up a half a mile of this wall on private land, and they have been really working with a lot of just a handshake and working, just talking to these guys and gals, these people that want their land protected. And he seems to be making great headway.
Amazing. That's another thing the Corps has been unable to do, or any of these contractors they've hired, is actually get the handshakes and get the agreements so they can build the wall. They use that as an excuse all the time. Anthony and Yulin, tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is our hotline. Give us a call. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Well, kind of led right into what I was going to say, is let free market and capitalism take over and watch the government fall down on their face.
Be a great way to show up.
wouldn't it? Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly right. And the timing here is incredible with this, you know, court case and having to show what they actually have done with billions of dollars. And meanwhile, this build is going on, and it literally is a build done inside of 2 weeks on a mountainside. I mean, when you see this, we'll have some video soon. You can't believe what they did in the short period of time they did do it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how that system works, and there's nothing like it, and I sure hope the president can push a little bit to get it in, because that's the only way it's going to happen, like you said.
Maybe that's just the ticket we need. Absolutely, yeah. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate you weighing in. Gary in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
This morning, have some of these projects been left already for the border wall?
Some, yes. The lion's share, no.
But and, nothing for Fisher.
Nothing for Fisher to date. Nothing for Fisher to date. Now, the Fisher has had a breakthrough in that the Corps has finally considered them one of, I believe it's 12, qualified to build it. So when they're doing this in $5 billion tranches. So they get $5 billion and they say, okay, which one of you wants to do what? Then they get another $5 billion to do the same thing. Now, that doesn't mean they've got any work yet. It could be just a way to appease people that have said, why aren't you hiring them? We'll see. But they at least are in that mix now. But to date, they haven't been hired by anybody by just because of what Tommy said. They basically say, okay, we've got 11 miles to build. We want to ask you a bunch of questions. They don't say, what price? What schedule? They don't even ask that. How much? By when? That's the only two questions they ought to be asking. But they aren't.
Well, some of the projects that have been left, you know, I'm assuming that contract information is public information. So I'll just suggest why not randomly pick out a border wall project that's currently in progress, you know, find out what's the project number. Is it a completion date contract? Is it a working day contract? You know, who the contractor is? Have they started work? What is their progress? Have they filed claims for additional payment? As a suggestion, check up on them once a week and see how they're doing. And if Fisher Industries gets a project, you could have a comparison.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. And a version of that I've done. Last time, one of the last times I was down at the border, I did that. I said, I want the actual latitude, longitude. Where are these jobs that have been let? Well, where are they at? I went down and found one, and literally they dug a test trench. That's it. They had a bunch of equipment laying around. There was holes underneath the border wall, so you know people could dig underneath, which they do at night. It was a joke, an absolute joke. Now, you go back to them and say, well, what's going on? Well, land issues. We're waiting for this. We had to soil test. I mean, they got a million excuses. But you're right, Gary, that could be literally done weekly, especially if Fisher gets a job and you can compare that, right?
Yeah. So you got inexperienced people. Do they get charged liquidated damages if they don't complete on time? And I would just like to see a comparison. Are they filing notices of intent to file claims so they can make up for whatever money they lost? I would like to know stuff like that.
Gary, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And that's a great suggestion. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi currently behind closed doors with her caucus as more and more House Democratic members are calling for President Trump to be impeached. Pelosi's been cool to the idea of impeachment. She's been preferring aggressive investigations and oversight of the president and his administration. Many Democrats angry, though, that former White House counsel Don McGahn ignored a subpoena to testify before a House panel yesterday. Illegal immigrants could get government-funded health care coverage in the state of California now, as competing bills in Sacramento would either offer coverage to all illegal immigrants over 19 or to young adults and immigrants over 65. The man known as the American Taliban, starting his journey to freedom soon, John Walker Lind, is expected to be released from prison in Indiana tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We're having a great day today, and why not? Thanks to Farm Credit Services of North Dakota for hosting us, who together with Farm Credit Services of Mandan and AgriBank are announcing a new round of rural community grant funds today. Now over $4 million have gone to Bakken Community since 2012, so we're talking a little bit about that and the good work that is doing. We're actually going to meet some of the folks that have benefited from that. We're going to talk a little bit about the ag economy today with folks that live it, breathe it, day in and day out, that are partnering, obviously, with farmers and ranchers out there to weather a challenging time. So we have that. Tommy Fisher is going to join us at the top of next hour as well, from that build site in Arizona where they are building wall as we speak, and a two-week job, completing an incredible job. I'll have him explain it, but it's on the side of a mountain, so it really is a challenging project, but the time they're doing it, the dollars they're doing it with, pretty incredible. So look forward to finding out more about that as well. Brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. Our friends at Go Wireline have been around since 2011, and they've got a team with about 200 years of combined experience in the wireline industry. I love this story because all of these folks work for big, big, big companies, national, international brands, and North Dakotans, and said, you know what? We need a North Dakota wireline company. So I founded that and have a lot of years of experience doing this. So you call, they go. GoWireline.com. Also a great place to work, GoWireline.com/careers. All right, let me introduce a couple of folks that are going to talk about some things we're doing here today in Minot. Aaron Vetter is here. He's the CEO of Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Aaron, nice to see you again.
Good to see you, Scott.
And we're joined also by Fred Stern. Fred is from Beulah. He's on the board of directors of Farm Credit Services of Mandan and also part of the grant committee deciding where these rural community grant funds go. How are you?
Very good, Scott. Good morning to you.
Good to see you. Appreciate that very much. You want to take that for me? That phone doesn't ring unless it's my daughter. So, and since she's at school today, that could be bad. But anyway, otherwise it's on silent. Her siblings are in ring, too, but they never call. They don't need dad ever. Anyway, Aaron, first of all, talk a little bit about this this fund. I mean, obviously, Farm Credit Services and Mandan is dealing with communities impacted by the bounty of the Bakken. I had Ryan Rauschenberger on yesterday on Energy Matters. He told me that half of the dollars generated in the entire state of North Dakota for tax revenue come from oil. It's phenomenal. And, when you look at the actual footprint of the communities, it's not you know, a large percentage of North Dakota. It's a small percentage of North Dakota, but the impacts certainly are there as well. And so that $5 billion, I think it is actually in tax revenue generated by these communities, they're putting up with a lot. So you guys have recognized that and decided to give back. Talk a little bit about the communities in your footprint with Farm Credit Services of Mandan.
Well, Scott, you know, we really service the southwest one-third of the state of North Dakota, about 20 counties. And in those 20 counties, you know, you virtually look at about three counties that are in our territory that have a big play in the Bakken. And early on, when we started looking at the Rural Community Grant Fund, we thought it would be a great opportunity for us to give back to those rural communities by some of the mineral income that AgriBank has received from previous years. And so that was kind of the start of that program, which we're celebrating today. And so with that, it's been going on for about, I believe, since 2012, 250 applications that have been approved for about $4 million. And so I think we're making a great impact in, like you talked about, that very small area that is affected by the Bakken.
And generating a great bounty for every corner of North Dakota, of course, mineral owners and everybody else. Is it a tough job to decide where these grants should go when you look at all the applications, Fred?
Yeah, it certainly is. We go through roughly 120 to 150 applications per year. And it is difficult to say which one is you should select. But at the end of the day, one of the things I like to visit about is the fact that we're bringing this money back to the communities. And so any money that's spent from AgriBank and Farm Credit Services is monies that can be used from a different source for another purpose inside that community.
Yeah, that really is pretty amazing. What I bet by the time you're done, you got a pretty good feeling because the ones that come out on top and get the grants, you know, it's going to do some good, huh?
Oh, it certainly will always do some good. And we have a charter. We follow some guidelines as to how we make some of these selections, and so that's quite helpful as we make our determinations.
I get the great pleasure every day of talking to folks from the Northern Plains, a lot of folks in North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota. And I don't know that I remember a time, short maybe of the DAPL situation where there was just a lot of angst, where there was this sort of ongoing, you know, worry and concern amongst farmers and ranchers. I can hear in their voice, you know, we're desperate for a solution or a trade deal breakthrough here or whatever. I mean, how do you compare it, Aaron, in your time with Farm Credit Services?
Well, Scott, I know you and I have talked about this before, and I always like to look at the glass half full. But I would agree with you that I've probably heard more concern with our producers over the last 3 months than I probably have in my career. You know, most of that is obviously commodity prices, some of the trade issues that are going on. There's been some progress. You know, we're starting to see some of those commodity prices starting to be lifted. We need some of those trade agreements to get finalized and done to bring some optimism back to the commodity prices, especially on the grain side. You know, thank goodness we came through a couple of years of great prosperity in the agricultural community that built some working capital in our balance sheets that allows us to stay with these producers. But it's concerning, and so we hope some things get done in Washington, and so we can get some prices for our farmers and ranchers that own us.
What message do you have to your customers, to farmers and ranchers? I mean, what kind of encouragement are you giving? You are a glasses half full kind of guy, but what I mean, is there some positive you know, message you can share?
Well, one is obviously hang in there. The other thing is farmers and ranchers are some of the best capitalists in the world, and so they need to know their business, they need to know their break evens, they need to look at their cost structures, they need to look at their marketing plans, and a lot of them are doing a great job. And as I've seen them work their way through this downturn in the agriculture economy, they've really sharpened their pencils, and there's quite a few of them that are going to do a great job and survive this. So I think if they take a look at the bottom line, they'll do just fine.
Fred, what are you hearing in Beulah?
Oh, certainly concerns about the commodity prices. I see there's been some uptick here in the last couple of days, but we certainly need more for farmers and ranchers to continue to be prosperous.
But it's probably the number one topic in North Dakota right now, isn't it?
Yeah, or in my area, a lot of times energy is also a big topic, but agriculture is certainly right up there.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And, Aaron, we're going to chat with you to recap kind of the day when we finish. So we'll see you back in a little bit. But Fred, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to have you here. We are going to talk with some of the folks that have done exactly the same thing for Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, the Mandan the Minot office, and Claude Sem, the CEO of Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Clara Sue Price from Minot, who is as well a Farm Credit Services of North Dakota board member and also on the grant committee helping to decide where these rural community grant funds go. Claude, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Scott.
So what kind of a footprint do you guys cover?
We cover the 17 counties in northwest North Dakota.
All right, so you got northwest, and Aaron's got southwest, and you've got obviously Bakken communities in there as well.
Yeah, and that's where the Bakken is in western North Dakota, which Aaron and I both cover.
Yeah, so this has been going since 2012. Aaron mentioned I think you're going to cross the $4 million threshold, which is a nice milestone today. In an overview sense, what makes you feel the best about the good you've done with this fund?
You know, the fund has been great, reaching out to communities that have really been impacted by the oil. You know, I would really want to give a shout-out more, besides the grant fund itself, is to the individuals that we're giving the money to and the organizations that we're giving the money to, is a lot of it is just volunteer-driven. So imagine spending as much time as you can, whether it be the ambulance or the fire or health or whatever the case is, on a volunteer basis. They're spending a numerous amount of time, to have these grants available to them makes their job maybe just a little bit easier. But hats off to Western North Dakota for what they're doing, especially in the volunteer area.
I don't know how many people realize that, but, I mean, these are people that have jobs, that they go to work, they have families, and then they're also volunteering on emergency services. So, if, you hear a siren, that's somebody that has a job, has a family, and is volunteering to go help in many of these Bakken communities. You know, those of us who live in the big cities, we have the misfortune of needing an ambulance, somebody that's paid to do that is doing that, right? They're professional. These are volunteers. I mean, that really is incredible. So
it's amazing.
It is a good lift that you guys give. Clara Sue, talk a little bit about, your work on the grant committee. What that's like.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be able to be on the grant committee, and it has been a very rewarding opportunity. As you mentioned, many of the individuals we give to are volunteers. And an ambulance run is about an average of 4 hours in rural North Dakota.
Wow.
That they take away. And so we had reimbursement issues even prior going to the oil, into the oil boom. And it's we've given these people, both the critical access hospital, the ambulance, the fire, the equipment they need. They were not equipped for the types of emergencies they're dealing with now. And we've also given them training, which is absolutely invaluable to protect them and to protect the citizens that they serve.
So the Rural Community Grant Fund mission is obviously, trying to recognize the impacts that are happening from the bounty of the Bakken. Any other particular focus that you have? We've talked about, obviously, the emergency services. What else?
Now the focus, we've done a very good job of helping them, and so has the state and other organizations. But now it seems like a lot more of the social issues are really coming forward, and we're seeing a lot more grant requests for those things, like domestic violence. Things as simple as security systems for the domestic violence centers to protect the people inside. Some of the people that came, obviously, have some issues. Even some of our nursing homes have had to put in security doors. More training on suicide, more of those types of things, the social issues, mental health, that we had that before, but not to the extent we do now, just because we have a larger population.
And as far as going forward, what do you encourage people to do in their communities? What kinds of things should they be thinking about might be a potential for a grant here?
Look at everything. I mean, you still may have a need in the emergency services. You may have a need in a food pantry for a new refrigerator. Some of those types of things. Just take a look, apply. You know, we get many grants we have to turn down, unfortunately. But we try to balance them geographically. You know, we don't want to hit just one community. We want to hit all the communities in western North Dakota. We want to hit all types of services. Every application is good. There's a need there. We can only do so much. But we want to try to stay true to our mission and cover as much territory and do as much good as possible.
Well, there was a lot of good there, that's for sure. And we're going to talk with some of those folks, recipients, coming up here in just a little bit, so you hear a little bit more about that. Claude, anything else you want to share?
No. We're glad to celebrate this big event, celebrating over $4 million and over 250 applicants for these grants that we have given out. So, good day.
Nice to have the AgriBank folks visit too, right?
You bet.
Yeah,
you bet.
Some of the recipients, and a lot happening today at the Farm Credit Services Minot location. Thank AgriBank, Farm Credit Services of Mandan and of North Dakota here in Minot for joining us. Thank you both. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, good to chat. More after this. 16 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Tommy Fisher going to join us next hour. Fisher Industries, live from that build. We're also going to talk with Jeff Swanhorst, CEO of AgriBank, Farm Credit Bank, and talk a little bit about the ag economy. Jeff, obviously, dealing with folks in many states on the ag economy, and kind of give us an overview nationally, internationally, how things look, too. So look forward to chatting with Jeff about that and some more of the folks who are part of the celebration today at Farm Credit Services in Minot for the Rural Community Grant Fund. We're going to talk with Stephanie Everett in just a moment from the Montreal County Health Foundation in Stanley, talk a little bit about the grant they received, and also the foundation director from Trinity Health in Minot.
in just a little bit, too. So stay tuned for all of that coming up. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Mineral Tracker. We're going to see the crew at Mineral Tracker a little later on today. Looking forward to that. Big day in Watford City tomorrow with the Main Street Initiative visit. Governor Burgum. 11 to 12:30, by the way, on Main Street, below Outlaws, is the listening session with Governor Burgum tomorrow. So if you want to talk a little bit about quality of life and about attracting a workforce, about things that can contribute to the community, good conversations happen at those Main Street Initiative events, and look forward to seeing some folks there tomorrow. Mineral Tracker, as I mentioned a moment ago, is something that mineral owners are buzzing about right now. You use it to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interests on an affordable, easy-to-use platform. And they actually have a free version of this now. The $99.95 per month version, which you can try for a month free, you'll be able to show a lot more than $100 back for that. That is the only mineral management system that allows you to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments. In other words, I should be getting this, but I'm only getting this. Why is that? Well, that could be a lot of zeros. That's why it's so important. So they do that on a well-performance proprietary Bakken-specific reservoir model. It works really well. And, again, the petroleum engineers, Mineral Tracker, built that. Find out more at MineralTracker.com. Stephanie Everett is here. Stephanie is from Stanley, North Dakota.
I am.
We love Stanley, North Dakota.
I do, too.
Great part of the Bakken. And the Montreal County Health Foundation is one of the beneficiaries of the Rural Community Grant Fund. And congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the process. I mean, you obviously have plenty of needs, I'm sure, right?
Always plenty of needs.
How did you select one to come before this fund for?
We are always looking to see what is needed inside of our facility. The Montreal County Health Center is a campus that has a rural health clinic in it. It also has a critical access hospital that has an ER and 11-bed hospital. We also have a nursing home attached to it. So we always have needs across the board. And we've been in three phases of building out there. First phase was to expand our ER, do an enclosed ambulance bay, expand our ER because we're in the Bakken. We're seeing, you know, an increased number of ER visits and what we're seeing coming through the door. And so we added a decon room, a CT scanner. We expanded our clinic.
What is a decon room?
So if they're on a well site and they get into chemicals,
okay,
they come in and they get cleaned. It's a decontamination room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, life in the Bakken, right?
Life in the Bakken, exactly. And so we... so we had those two phases. We also are doing a phase three where we are... extending our services and adding an assisted living to our campus and everything. And so, and Farm Credit has been instrumental on everything. They have funded items for our ER. They funded stretchers and EKG machines, exam room tables for our clinic, a portable ultrasound machine that we use in all three entities, clinic, ER, and the nursing home, a call station for the ER, a secure care for our nursing home, and then new mattresses and everything for all the residents. So
wow.
They've been instrumental across the board for everything.
How is life different in the Bakken in the healthcare realm? In a snapshot, what would you say is the biggest difference?
A lot of visits coming through our ER, a lot of injuries that you normally wouldn't have seen before the Bakken came on. We're trying our best to bring in as much equipment to service these, you know, because we are rural, you know, and everything like that. We're not a big trauma center. Trinity is our trauma. That's where we send our ambulances out to, but we try our best to accommodate as much of the injuries and you know, that we see come in and everything like that. So it's just a different place, increased numbers, and of course the one thing is self-pay, you know.
Al Evan is the foundation director with Trinity Health in Minot. Am I saying that right, Al?
Yvonne.
Okay, thank you for correcting me on that. Obviously, same story. Obviously, you've had the benefit of applying and receiving some grant fund dollars from the folks here at Farm Credit Services. Talk a little bit about the impact of that.
Oh, it's a tremendous impact because in the last few years, with the different equipment they've helped us purchase, everything goes directly to patient care and patient safety, whether it's a lift that they helped us fund for our patients at Kenmare Community Hospital, new x-ray machines and tables with updated technology for Mohall and for the surgical eye carts that we have in Williston, which are a really interesting piece of equipment because I didn't know what a surgical eye cart was until they helped us fund it. But they actually, you think surgical eye cart, you think tools for the doctors that they're going to use for surgery, but it's actually for the patients to lay on and keep their head perfectly still during surgery because you don't want a patient turning their head
Wow.
when they're having surgery. And then today, the funds that they helped us with for a new ambulance that's going to serve a 200-mile radius of Minot and help with up to 10,000 patient calls a year in emergency responses.
That's phenomenal. It is. And obviously a lot happening. And Trinity would certainly be a feeder, too, right, in addition to your hospitals out. You're obviously, as Steph mentioned, you know, have the info as well of the patients that come. So there's impacts right here in Minot.
Oh, absolutely. So we receive referrals from the region, and we also obviously have all the clinics we have. Our service area extends from Devil's Lake to eastern Montana, from the Canadian border down to Garrison.
Wow.
So it's a very large catchment area and many needs for health and wellness.
Incredible. Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
Al Yvonne, Foundation Director, Trinity Health. Steph Everett, Foundation Director, Montreal County Health Foundation. Thank you both.
I said, Jim, I want a flag put on my yard, but I said, I do not want foreign material. I'm not afraid to pay the price to get the stuff that's made here. You're offering that. I don't have the time myself to put it up, and I believe you were the reason I was listening that day, and you came on, and I made the phone call, and it worked out great. Jim, this is what I have been looking for. Somebody that's patriotic like I am, that you're not out there doing it just because you want the money. You believe in what you're doing.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Hi, this is Scott Hennepin. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company.
from script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.